We are checking in once again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to get an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing well here as we gear up for the end of January already. It seems to have gone by pretty quickly.
Certainly has, and also gearing up for a snowstorm this weekend.
Ho, ho, ho. I was thinking, actually, thankfully it's the weekend this time, but if it were during the week and you had to have a meeting, remote meetings are a great way to do it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. One good thing comes out of all these remote meetings is that we don't have to cancel them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So do you think you got to go right through April 1st through the governor's order to stay remote?
We probably will. It looks like we need some new equipment in the rooms to do both Zoom and in person. And the equipment and then the back orders in the shipment process, there's all kinds of problems there. So, you know, Council President DeBona did mention Monday night that the city council will be going at least through March, unless, you know, something changes. But so unless something changes, the good thing is our numbers are coming down.
Yeah, that is so good to see. It really is just a weight lifted for everybody.
I'm sure. It certainly is.
So, excellent. All right. Slow and steady wins the race.
You got it. You got it.
Pretty quick meeting this week, right?
Yeah, only two items on the agenda. We did have Health Commissioner was not able to attend the meeting. So we did have four in attendance. And we went forward with the quorum. Agenda item number one was hearing regarding the request of JNPD Enterprises LLC doing business as Bob's Automotive Service for garage and repair and Motor 2 license for the premise located at 52 Hilda Street due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager Fee Deek, proposed hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Joey Wynn was there to talk about what was happening. So Fee Deek is the mechanic there presently. And he and his friend bought Bob's Automotive. They're going to leave everything exactly the same. They're actually doing business there now. And there's an allowance under the city ordinance for 13 cars on the property. And again, the hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, doesn't seem to be an issue with the neighbors. So that went through 4-0.
Okay, very good.
And then agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of 2030 Ocean Street LLC doing business as Wine and Market. Daniel Newcomb, manager for an off-premise package store, all alcohol beverage license for the premise located at 67 Billings Road. The premises is located, is a single story first floor retail location with basement storage of approximately 2,642 square feet. Proposed hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday hours, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Attorney Andrew Upton and Daniel Newcomb were there to represent 2030 Ocean Street LLC. First, attorney Andrew Upton spoke of the character of Daniel Newcomb and that he is a Quincy resident and over 40 years business owner in the city, first with Mug a Muffin and then Newcomb Farms. That was Dan's father. and he worked there pretty much his whole life, left there in 2000 and went off on his own. And then Daniel spoke just about the new business and specialty wines and specialty beer and any other spirits you want will be available there. And so that notice of advertisement went out January 13th in the Quincy Sun, and all the abutters were notified of 500 feet. So with the Regal Beagle closing, that area, you know, could use the retail store. So that went through to 4-0.
Okay, very good. So it's, yeah, the whole Norfolk Downs business district's really picking up quite a bit.
It is. It is. I think it is throughout the city, and it's good to see the convenience for everybody is really there. So be nice to see.
Yeah. And as you said, a longtime business owner. So that's nice too.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly is.
Very good.
And that concluded our agenda for yesterday. And our next hearing will be on February 8th.
Okay, hard to believe.
Just
yes,
like that.
February is here. Before you know it, exactly. It'll be spring. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, I can't wait.
Yes. A lot of people can't wait. And before you know it, too, as you're well aware, Nikki, there'll be state elections coming in. I know you're.
Yes, state elections. They voted on September 6th for the state primary. So we are working to notify the residents of their change of ward and precinct. We're working on finalizing in our system, in our state system, to be sure that they're both jiving. And as soon as we have that done, we'll do a publication in the Quincy Sun. We'll certainly put it on QATV. But to mail the residents, I think we may we'll certainly look at all of it, but we may wait until maybe August to mail, and that way it'll be closer to the state primary, so people will remember where they vote. And with the changes, there was about 7,800 affected residents or households, I should say.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's, I mean, if you get something in the mail now for something in September, you're just going to go.
Right. Right. Yeah. But we'll put it on our Quincy website. We'll certainly put it in the paper and give it to you folks to put it out there for the public. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's best if we wait a little while before notifying people of their change of polling location.
Yeah. Okay. But in the meantime, of course, they can check those other locations, like you mentioned, to just to get a heads up on it.
That's right.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks so much, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.